More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, can't budge my grudge. Are old hurts coming between you and someone in your life? Not sure how to heal? We'll help you find freedom through forgiveness. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to Life.
Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, can't budge my grudge. We're talking about how hurts can pile up between us and others and what to do about that. You know, sometimes those hurts can cause open conflict and a lot of heat in a relationship. Other times, it can just be kind of a cold war. Where we're around the person, we just don't open our hearts to them anymore. We don't let them in.
There's like a simmering resentment and guardedness.
Everything looks fine.
Yeah.
But
they're polite.
But you can tell that there's just something not connecting, and it's because there are these old hurts or wounds that I don't know how to get past. I'm not sure I want to get past. We don't know how to get past. And both of those are expressions of what we might call a grudge. You know, when we tend to think of grudges, we do tend to think, I'm just sitting here and I'm sulking about it. And it's not always that way. It's just, you know, it really refers to just those ways that we let hurts come between us and others. And so we're asking you to call up today at 877-573-7825 and talk about the ways that hurts are coming between you and the people in your life, either because you're feeling like you have to guard your heart, or perhaps they feel like they have to guard their heart from you. Either way, what do we do to move forward? 877-573-7825.
And that can be even if they're not really part of your life anymore. You know, if a past hurt is keeping you from having peace in your heart and soul and mind, if it's keeping you from trusting other people or even yourself as fully as you would like to or as you could, if you could heal that old experience, if you could come to terms with that and find strength instead of weakness and pain, that your life would be better in the here and now and in the future. We're here for all of that today. Give us a call on More to Life at 877-573-7825 and find some new skills and tap into some grace to change those things in your life for the better.
Well, we're asking you, is an old hurt, or not necessarily an old hurt, some hurt, coming between you and someone you care about? You know, maybe your spouse hurt you and it's causing you to guard your heart. Whether that's, again, through the open conflict that we were just mentioning, or that quieter protection that kind of is existing in the relationship where you're just not as close as you probably should be, but you're not sure it's safe to get any closer than you are. Maybe we're talking about hurts coming between you and your adult children, either because they've hurt you and you're not quite sure how to get past that, or you've hurt them, at least they think so, and you're not sure how to help them through that pain. Perhaps, you know, if there's some wound from your extended family, your parents, your siblings, or others in your family. Because, let's face it, you know, nobody knows how to hurt us like family. But if the hurts are holding you back in any of your relationships, you might have a grudge that needs to budge. Let us help you heal today on More to Life. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. 573-7825. And I want to, you know, before we do our TOB reflection, I just want to say, you know, that we're not going to suggest to you, by the way, that it's your job to make a relationship work entirely on your own power, and that forgiveness means wiping away that offense that the other person committed, and now you have to, you know, pretend that it didn't happen and just let them back in. In fact, I read a study, actually, yesterday that was talking about how people confuse forgiveness with safety. That, in other words, if I forgive you, that means that I have to pretend that I feel safe around you again.
Oh, and that stops a lot of us from really being able to forgive someone.
Yeah, and so we're not going to ask you to do that, because that's not healthy, and that's not what God wants for our relationships. But let's talk about what He does want. And, you know, and every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And you might wonder, you know, fairly, you know, what can some theology tell me about grudges? Well, turns out a lot, because the kind of theology we're talking about here is St. John Paul asking the question, if we took everything God's given us, creation, scripture, salvation history, what universal principles could we discern about God's plan for our flourishing and building healthy, holy relationships? And his answer to that question became what people now call the theology of the body.
And one of the most practical gifts of the theology of the body is how it helps us think about healing wounded relationships, including the ones we're carrying serious grudges about. The theology of the body reminds us that people are sinful and broken, but it also insists that we never identify with that brokenness as though it was the final word. Our truest selves are the people God created us to be in the beginning, and the whole, healed, grace-filled people He's actively working to restore us to in the end. This applies to our relationships, too. The wounds we inflict on each other are real and serious, but they aren't the final word. God calls every relationship, no matter how damaged, to ultimately reflect the generous, life-giving love that flows from His heart.
So where do grudges come into that? So grudges are the enemy's clever distortion of something that's actually good, our natural desire for safety. See, when we've been hurt, holding on to resentment feels like we're keeping ourselves safe. But it's actually a pretty poor safety plan, and it's rooted in a quiet lie that we, or God, can't be strong enough to keep us safe unless we stay angry. I mean, it's a bit like pouring gasoline on a burning house to keep people away from the fire. I mean, technically that works, but it costs us enormously, and we almost always get burned in the process.
So a much better approach is to ask God to help us learn to be strong enough to set charitable boundaries, the kind of boundaries that keep us genuinely safe, even after the anger fades, and simultaneously point the way toward healing. Think of healthy boundaries as construction tape. They clearly mark off the unsafe areas of a relationship that are still under repair, while allowing the healing work to continue.
That's exactly right. That's what a good boundary looks like. It doesn't shut off everything. It walls off the parts where the floor isn't safe to walk on yet, right? But it shows us what the work needs to be done. And if a grudge is weighing on your heart today, I'd like to invite you to ask God what you'd need to see or experience from the other person to feel genuinely safe with them again. Then communicate those needs honestly. And then tape off the parts of the relationship that still aren't safe, and get to work on rebuilding the parts that the other person is willing to work on. You know, through grace and our honest effort, healing is possible, but it takes giving up that unhealthy and inefficient way of keeping ourselves safe by letting go of the grudge, and instead learning how to be strong enough to set those healthy boundaries that keep us safe, but point the way toward healing, should the other person want to join us in doing that work. All right, let's talk about it. 877-573-7825. Show today titled, Can't Budge My Grudge, as we talk about the way that hurts come between us and others, and how to resolve those hurts so that we can feel safe opening up to that person. 877 573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and we'll start taking your questions. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we come before you and we bring all of our relationships that are strained by hurts, those relationships where there have been offenses, big or small, that cause us to want to protect our heart from that person. And sometimes that goes to the extreme of cutting that person out of our lives entirely, and sometimes it's just that we still relate to them, we just don't share ourselves with them anymore, at least to the same degree. But it was your prayer that we would all be one as you and the Father are one. And so, Lord, wherever it would be responsible and possible to do so, we ask you to help us to know how to walk those steps of letting go of the grudges and using healthy boundaries to both keep ourselves safe from the unhealthy parts of a relationship while identifying the areas that we can work on through your grace, so that we can build your kingdom by bringing your love and grace to all of our relationships. And we can bear witness to the power of your grace in all things. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the show is titled Can't Budge My Grudge, as we talk about the ways that hurts come between us and others. How can we resolve those hurts so that we can stop holding on to the anger to keep ourselves safe and instead work toward healing? 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Brian, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Ohio.
Hey, Brian. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on, man?
I'm looking for some advice how to talk better to my ex-wife, my son's mother. She constantly wants to, she likes to put me down. In the past, she said I have physically abused my son because I got him outside and played and, you know, just exposed him to your typical, you know, boy life. And she's really protective of him. He is diagnosed with ADHD and he is on the autism spectrum. But, I feel like my exposure with him has really broadened him, his way of life, and just he used to be like in a specialized class at school. Now he's like in a regular gen ed setting with a paraprofessional. But you know, I said some things in the past when we first got divorced 10 years ago, and that I'm not very proud of, and I regret. And you know,
I guess what I want to try to do is clarify what your question is, because you gave an example to our screener that you'd like to maybe try to co-parent with her better, and you gave the example of how, you know, you might say something like, can we cut back on screen time, and then she gets really upset about it. But is that what you're talking about, or are you asking more about how to get forgiveness for the way you behaved you know, shortly after the divorce was finalized?
Well, you know, I think asking for forgiveness might be a starter to kind of break the ice, and which we could co-parent better. But yeah, I'm looking how to communicate better. Yeah, with screen time, because I think when I suggest something, she wants to in return, you know, let him on screen time more, just to you know, hurt me. She's done things like that in the past.
Sure.
Ever so recently, she's about a year and a half ago, she got a new boyfriend that lives in Virginia, and he came and proposed me with a piece of paper stating how much money I would save if I would let them move to Virginia. And it was very insulting, like, you know, like money would even be a factor with my son. I love him so much. And so it's just really hard to navigate. Like, how do I talk to this person that she just wants to hurt me so bad? And
yeah.
Yeah, I just want to.
All right, so a couple of things. Yeah, I mean, you may not be able to, when I say reconcile, I don't mean get back together with her. I mean heal the relationship enough to be able to actually co-parent. That may not be possible. You can still walk some of the steps of that to see what happens. Let me walk you through kind of how I think you can find a way forward. So I do think it's fine for you to say, hey, listen, I would like to be able to co-parent with you more, but I understand that your defenses are up because I didn't really behave all that well after the divorce, and I said a lot of things that I shouldn't have said and that I regret, and I'm sorry that I hurt you. I'd like to show you that I'm sincerely sorry. And I hope that you'll be able to see it in my behavior, because I know that you won't necessarily just believe me by saying it. But I want you to know that I'm sincere about this, and that you're going to see this playing out in the way we treat each other.
And from there, you move on to being respectful when you talk to her, working things out kindly and respectfully. It doesn't mean you give her carte blanche, where she goes, oh, well, you want to apologize for everything, so now give me permission to move our kid to Virginia. Don't let her go, you know, wild on you about this. But it's really you trying to be a better man than you were during the throes of everything you went through during your divorce.
Now, the second step in this, and sort of an outgrowth of you saying that you want to behave differently toward her in the future, I'm reading between the lines here, between what you said about things that you regret about your behavior and the way she's treating you, that she sees you as kind of controlling. Whether that's fair or not, I'm not saying that you are controlling. I'm saying that she perceives you that way. And the reason I say that is because, you know, if she didn't, then when you said something, hey, what do you think about cutting back on his screen time, she would see that as something for the two of you to talk about together and figure out together. But she's interpreting it as a command for whatever reason. And again, I'm not saying that you are controlling. I'm saying that that's how she's interpreting it. And because of that, you have to focus primarily on how you relate to your son in your own home. So if you want to cut back on screen time, you know, then you, in your own home when you're with him on visitation, make sure that you are doing other things with him, you know, connecting with him in other ways.
Yeah, having time with him where you are doing enjoyable things with him that don't overstimulate him, but really help the bond between the two of you.
And then if she complains that he's watching screens too much, then you can say, well, take this or leave this, but this is what I do. And it seems to work pretty well with him. If you'd like to use that, you certainly can. Right, but if you ever go to her and you say, well, you know, what if you did this? What she's interpreting it as, and honestly, it's kind of hard not to interpret it that way, especially if there's animosity between two people. She's interpreting it as, Brian is saying that I'm a terrible mom and he's telling me what to do.
Yeah, it comes off as criticism and being pushed around.
Right, which is going to undermine the trust that you're hoping to get by apologizing for your behavior before. So you focus. So step two, again, is focusing on your relationship with your son and your rituals and routines that you build with him in your home. And you can use that then as a way of establishing credibility with her in her eyes down the road. So I think if you can take those two steps to heart, that's going to help you get down the road. But you want to let the co-parenting arrangement evolve out of her seeing that you respect her choices, even if you disagree with them, and her seeing that you're doing a really good job with your son whenever you have him. And then she's going to come to you and say, hey, Brian, how are you handling this? Or you seem to really be doing this well. Let's talk about that. But right now, just because of the dynamic between the two of you, anything that you actively suggest to try to help the co-parenting relationship along is just going to end up with you shooting yourself in the foot. So focus on these two steps. By all means, go and apologize and recognize, and then let her know that you're going to show her in the way that you treat her differently moving forward that she can believe you. And the way you treat her moving forward is exactly what I described. You show her that you respect her choices, even when you disagree with them. You focus on building your own relationship with your son and your own household routines and rituals, and show that you know what you're doing.
And give it consistency and give it time, Brian, because you can't turn this around in a week. It's going to take consistency on your part and time for her to begin to trust what she's seeing.
All right, start with these things. If there's more we can do to support you through this, I mean, it can be difficult to navigate over the course of time. So if you'd like more personalized support, I'd encourage you to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com, where we can help you find faithful ways to respond to these challenges. But I think these suggestions will get you started. So start there, and if there's more we can do for you, again, CatholicCounselors.com. And we're taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825 on our show titled Can't Budge My Grudge. We're talking about the ways that hurts, big and small, come between us and others. Sometimes that's overt in real open hostility. Sometimes that's more covert in the sense that we still hang out with that person. We just don't let them into our hearts the same way. Let's talk about what it would take to heal those hurts. 877-573-7825. When we come back, in addition to taking your calls, we'll be joined by Rachel Watkins, the developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club and mom of 11. She'll be talking more about how to heal those hurts in family life. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues after the break.
Every woman deserves specialized health care. At Arbor Women Health, our team of compassionate professionals listen to our patients and want to understand what they're going through. They serve everyone from teen girls to seniors. Our faith-based clinicians specialize in obstetrics, gynecology, fertility awareness in crisis, or unexpected pregnancies. Call 734-930-4020 or visit arborwomenhealth.org. Arbor Woman, faith-inspired, dignity-affirming healthcare.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Steve and Janet Ray here, announcing we are back in the Holy Land, ready to introduce you to our favorite places in the world, the land where God walked. Mass at the most holy sites, pray the mysteries of the rosary where they happened, and experience the Bible in vivid color. We have led over 100 groups through this land, sharing the whole story of salvation. Of all the pilgrimages in all of the world, this is the one you should not miss.
Find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at avemariaradio.net.
Feeling worn out, overwhelmed, or just plain tired of feeling tired as a parent? Well, you're not alone. Parenting can drain even the most faithful moms and dads, especially at this time of year.
Join us, Dr. Craig and Lisa Popcheck, for a free Ave Maria Radio webinar, Reclaiming the Joy of Parenting, Overcoming Burnout, on Wednesday, March 18th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern.
Get practical, faith-filled tools to recharge your batteries and rediscover the joy of raising Catholic kids. Register now at AveMariaRadio.net.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popcheck.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck, and today's show is titled Can't Budge My Grudge, as we talk about the ways that hurts come between us and others. 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Rachel Watkins. She is the developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club and mom of 11. And Rachel, welcome to More to Life.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Lisa. I'm glad to be here.
Glad to have you with us. Now, Rachel, a lot of your kids are grown now, and, you know, life throws a lot of people in and out of our lives. When hurts happen, how do we keep them from sort of, you know, really getting in our way emotionally and spiritually?
Well, I think the first thing we need to do is identify the emotion that we're feeling, big or small. I think sometimes we skip that step and we just go to angry. You know, I'm so angry at them. But you can think, why are you angry? Was the situation embarrassing? Was it financially difficult? Did it really turn your family upside down? Spending time with Jesus, you know, there perhaps before a tabernacle in a church to say, Lord, this is exactly how I feel about this person, about this situation, goes a long way to help the Holy Family help us carry this new cross, this new burden on our hearts.
Well, what do you mean by the Holy Family helping us carry this burden?
Well, in the Watkins house, we really do rely on that Holy Family to make us a Holy Family. And we have this imagery that we use, and we say it out loud, that if it is a situation that we want the Blessed Mother, untie her of knots, please come in and untangle this with us, Blessed Mother. St. Joseph, we use the imagery of in the workshop with St. Joseph. What has happened in our lives, Joseph, is it's broken. Our family's broken now. Can you please take us in the workshop, St. Joseph, and help rebuild it? You know, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, make our family a holy family like yours. And that's a dialogue you need to have. The last hint, advice I'd give is really lean into that Our Father. Sometimes when I deal with someone who I've got a real, perhaps years-long difficulty with, before I enter into their house or have to see them again, Lord, I want to forgive as you forgave. Help me forgive. And that's all I can say, and then I go in and put a smile on my face. But that repeating of that, Lord, I want to forgive as you forgave. Help me forgive, and let him do the work.
Yeah, I think that's so important to engage all of our spiritual resources, our spiritual family, as it were, to come around us. Because if not, everything that has hurt us, Satan's going to use against us, right? He's going to say, oh, you know, if you're kind to this person at all, they're going to take advantage of you again. Oh, they're really against you. All these things that just make us put up our guard more, make us, even just when we walk into their home, as you're saying, kind of put out a vibe of resentment because it's sort of ringing through our emotional ears and through our body because Satan's using it against us. But it's hard to do anything alone. And when we feel like maybe we can't get our strength from our human resources, especially if this is a family hurt or a close friend hurt, pulling in the Holy Family, pulling in Christ himself and his words to us and teaching us how to pray can really fortify us in this spiritual battle. Thank you, Rachel Watkins.
Always appreciate you being with us. And if folks would like to learn more about the Little Flowers Girls Club, you can go to beholdpublications.com. With that, we are taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825. Are hurts coming between you and someone in your life? Let's talk about how to heal and reconcile where possible. 877-573-7825.
Today's programming is brought to you in part by a gift from our day sponsor, Dennis and Diane McMillan. Thank you so much for your donation to help build the church and bless the nations.
Now you can support Ave Maria Radio by becoming a day sponsor too. Send anyone a message, a friend, a family member, or a priest, just someone close by. Call 877-288-1077 and tell them you want to be a day sponsor.
The St. Mary Mission Youth Outreach warmly invites you to an afternoon of music, hope, and mission. Join us for the St. Mary Mission Concert of Hope featuring the acclaimed Measure for Measure Men's Chorale. Come together Sunday, March 22nd at 3 p.m. at St. John Vianney Parish in Flint. St. Mary's Youth Outreach, where young people on Flint's east side are finding encouragement, community, and an encounter with God's love. Admission is free, free will donations encouraged. Come be part of the hope.
My dad, sharp as a tack, but getting him out for a dentist trip got harder every year. When he moved to the senior residence where he lives now, Dr. Mansour's portable dental service was a godsend. Dr. Mansour comes to wherever the homebound patient may be, whether in a nursing facility or the comfort of home. All the services you'd expect in a dentist office brought straight to the patient's door. Call 586-873-5567. That's 586-873-5567 or portabledentalservices.com.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically own shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Throughout Scripture, again and again, we hear that we're to not be afraid, that we must trust in the Lord and be confident in God's providence, deliverance, mercy, and constant care. As theologian Hans Urs von Balthasar once observed, quote, "When one surveys, even from a distance, how often and how openly sacred Scripture speaks of fear and anxiety, an initial conclusion presents itself. The Word of God is not afraid of fear or anxiety." End quote. What a powerful observation. When we feel anxious, God wants us to wrap ourselves in His grace. But sometimes that's easier said than done. A good place to start is to take a moment to remind yourself of all the other times when you were sure you were doomed, but God came through. Allow yourself to relive the relief you felt in those past moments. Then praise God for His past faithfulness and ask for the grace to remember that He is still as faithful now as He was then. To learn more tips for overcoming anxiety, check out my book, Unworried, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, the show is titled, Can't Budge My Grudge. As we talk about the ways that hurts come between us and others, they could be old hurts, they could be more recent hurts, they could be big or small, but whether you are having open conflict with somebody, or you get around, you get along with them well enough superficially, but you're just not letting them in the way you used to, those grudges get in the way of us being able to live in the community of love that St. John Paul said that all Christians are called to build through God's grace. So if you see those kinds of hurts coming between you and your spouse, you and your younger or adult children, you and family members or other people in your life, let's talk about what it would take to stop holding on to the grudge to make yourself feel safe and instead work to heal those hurts and cooperate with God's grace to build His kingdom through building better relationships. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Emmanuel, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Illinois.
Emmanuel, welcome to Word of Life. What can we do for you?
Hi. So what you guys are talking about really, really impacts me today. I have this girlfriend. We're discerning marriage together. And the little bit of time that I've known her, we've had many ups and downs. But this past week, I gotta admit, I hold a grudge. I don't want to, but I'm really hesitating on talking to her. I just I try to forgive her if she did something wrong against me.
What is it that you feel that she did that is causing you to not speak to her?
Well, I check her phone to see the time, and I saw that there was guys that talked to her. I've seen it before, but we've talked about it, and I thought she would not let that happen anymore. And
Emmanuel, when you say they talk to her, you know, there's having guy friends, and they all just chat with each other, or they're also coming alongside of her in a romantic kind of way, and you feel like this discernment process is being undermined because here are these guys kind of hitting on your girl. So which one is it?
And it's obvious that it's a romantic kind of approach, so she knows that. She won't deny it, but she says she's doing nothing wrong. But I could say the same thing. If I were to talk to other girls, I would be doing nothing wrong. It's just she wouldn't like it either.
Yeah, all right. So Why do you stay if you know that she's not really capable of giving you her heart the way you want her to?
I've met a lot of women before in the past, and I've never met someone like her, close to God. We have a baby on the way, and we really want to try to get together. But a lot of priests have told us we don't get married because we're having a baby. It's not a reason.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for that extra information. That's helpful. But the priests who are advising you are correct. I mean, where it's possible to make a relationship work, that's best for the child. But you still have to make sure that the relationship is a healthy relationship, and you're going to still be in the child's life one way or the other. Dating, and this is... You know, and I'm not telling you this because I want to make you feel bad, but this is for other listeners, right? This is a good example of why the church talks about saving sex for marriage, because dating is a time of discernment, and when we engage in sexual relations with somebody, we're making a commitment on a level that we don't necessarily even appreciate.
Yeah, both scripture and now neuroscience proves this. When we have sexual relations with somebody, our whole bodies, including our brain chemistry, sees that as becoming one with the other person. Scripture told us this thousands of years ago, and neuroscience is backing it up now.
Yeah, and so it makes discernment more difficult, because instead of it being, should I be with this person, it's, how do I cut off this part of me?
Right, because you become one, so it feels like you're literally cutting yourself in half.
But nevertheless, Emmanuel, the question needs to remain the same. You have to be discerning, what is God calling you to in your life? And I believe you when you say you've never met another woman like this, but often God will call us into a relationship so that we can learn what to look for in the next person. That if this person hadn't been in our life, we wouldn't know that it was possible to want this from a relationship or meet this kind of person. But still, the particular person we're with right now isn't capable of giving us the commitment that we're looking for, or being the partner that we need. And it seems to me that that's what you're seeing here. And you recognize that, but because you guys have been sleeping together and because you're having a child on the way, it's making you want to deny all of that and try to figure out how you can make a broken thing work. And I don't believe that you can in this case, unless it would be one thing if you were talking about, you know, you being jealous of her just having friends. But if she's saying that these are guys who have romantic interest in her, and she's not willing to cut those relationships off, and instead of working with you on it to reassure you of her commitment to you, she's saying, I'm not doing anything wrong. She's doing something wrong.
Yeah.
She's doing a lot wrong. And you can't trust her. So I appreciate that you're saying that there are things about her that you admire, that you haven't seen in other women before. But be that as it may, she doesn't have other things that you would need to have a healthy, stable, committed relationship with her. And if God did bring her into your life, then he brought her into your life to show you what's possible with somebody else who is healthier and is more mature and who is capable of giving you the kind of commitment that you're looking for. But the thing you don't want to fall into is the trap of sticking with a person who's unwilling to give you what you need from a relationship and then spending the rest of your life trying to convince her to give it to you.
And one of the beautiful things you said about her is you feel like she's close to God. Well, here's the deal. You see being close to God now as being very valuable. So for your coming child, for this child that you two have created together, you want to take that example of, hey, I really see that, you know, her closeness to God is valuable. I better work on that myself so I can give this to my son or daughter. So you really want to go to God and ask God, God, help me build my own personal relationship with you. Help me be the man you want me to be for my child. And then walk in that. So I would say, Emmanuel, go to her and say, look, I admire all these things about you. I deeply, deeply care about you. I don't want to use you. I don't want us to be treating each other like we're married if we're not. And so I want to live in a chaste relationship with you. I don't want to keep doing this. And if we can build our relationship as friends for our child's sake, if we can begin to change things and pray together and go to church together so that we can really be great parents together, maybe something more will come of this, because we're both
growing
grace.
And if you're willing to end these other relationships with these other men.
Absolutely.
And if she's not, then be a godly man enough to walk away. Not from the child, but from this unhealthy relationship.
From the unhealthy part of the relationship. And if you stand up and say, I love you too much to use you sexually, but I'm going to be here to walk through this pregnancy and parenting with you, you're giving her a very different image of what truly loving a woman is. And it's not what these guys are doing, where they know she's with somebody else, she's pregnant, and they're hitting on her. You want to be the man that stands out as a man of God who has self-control, who has love, who has a prayer life, and that will make you who you want to be, and then God will lead you to the right relationship.
And if she doesn't want to choose that,
someone else.
And if she doesn't want to choose that, then she's not the woman for you.
Exactly.
Because, listen, you're saying that she's a godly woman. I believe that she's prayerful. I believe that she goes to church. But a truly godly person is really interested in saying, how can I live a godly life? Right? And doing the things that you guys are doing, the things that the way she's treating you are not godly. And so we need to not just be we need to not be taken in by devotion, but really look at how a person is trying to live their life. I believe that her faith is real. I'm not judging her for that. We all have problems that we need to work through, and that we as we strive to kind of bring our faith and life closer together. But I'm just saying to you that at this stage of her spiritual and emotional maturity, acting the way she is, she can't give you what you need for a healthy relationship.
But you can give yourself what you need to have a healthy relationship with God, to grow as a man of God, so that you can be the father that your child deserves and be the person that you feel proud of and feel connected to God, and then to be the husband eventually that God calls you to be with whomever that is.
So, as Lisa was saying, step one is really going to her and saying, you know, I love you too much for us to use each other, and so I have to stop our sexual relationship because it's not appropriate. I am committed to the baby, and I'm committed to seeing if this can be a healthy relationship. This is what I would need from you to know that was possible. And then you have to be strong enough to let her choose, and to know that if she chooses not to give you what you need from a healthy relationship, then God does have somebody in mind for you that will have all the qualities, the good qualities that she has, but also the maturity to give you what you need to have a healthy, committed, lifelong relationship. Still a lot of work to do, Emmanuel. If there's more we can do to support you through that, don't hesitate to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. We'll help you find faithful ways to navigate these challenging issues. But, you know, this is not a hurt to let go of, per se. It's a hurt to work through by setting the kind of boundaries that protect you from her unhealthy behavior, that invite her to a healthier relationship with you, but also give you the opportunity to walk away if you need to.
And I really encourage you, Emmanuel, to strengthen your resolve, strengthen your ability to do this by going to the Sacrament of Reconciliation and confessing the sexual relationship with her and getting the grace, because that's what what the Sacrament of Reconciliation does. It's not just, oh, I'm sorry, and you walk away. It gives you profound sacramental grace to be able to walk in the way Christ wants us to walk. So this is a perfect time of year to really take advantage of the Sacrament of Reconciliation. You will be welcomed there, and allow it to feed you and help you grow into the man of God that you will be proud to be for yourself and for your child.
Thank you, Emmanuel, for the call. Hey, speaking of penance, this is the season of Lent, and EWTN Publishing has a great resource for you, Making a Holy Lent, 40 Meditations to Prepare You for the Church's Holiest Season by Father Bill Casey. Check it out. It turns our attention to Jesus in brief reflections on topics ranging from the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist to the role that the Blessed Virgin Mary plays in an everyday healthy prayer life. Check it out. It's available at EWTNRC.com. That's EWTNRC.com for a more fruitful Lent. Check out Making a Holy Lent, 40 Meditations to Prepare You for the Church's Holiest Season by Father Bill Casey. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 through 18.
God has reconciled us to himself through Christ and given us the ministry of reconciliation.
So this verse just reminds us that building the kingdom of God means responsibly trying to work with God's grace to heal relationships where we can. Because that is primarily how we build the kingdom, which is fulfilling fulfilling Christ's prayer that we would all be one as he and the Father are one. But it's never easy to navigate those hurts, and that's why we're here today on our show titled Can't Budge My Grudge. We're talking about ways that hurts come between us and the people in our life. Sometimes that plays out in overt conflict, where we're openly fighting with somebody. Sometimes it's just a cold war, where we hang out with them, we're around them all the time, but we just don't let them in. We're just not as invested as we used to be. But whichever way it plays out for you, neither of those things is where we want to be. It's certainly not where God wants our relationships. So let's look at whether it can heal and what would it look like. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls coming up right after the break. Hey, Catholic parents, could you use a break? Parenting is hard, especially at this time of year, and burnout can steal the joy right out of family life.
Join us, Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck, on Wednesday, March 18th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern for a free webinar sponsored by Ave Maria Radio titled Reclaiming the Joy of Parenting, Overcoming Burnout.
Discover practical, faith-filled ways to recharge your batteries and reclaim the joy of parenting. Register today at AveMariaRadio.net. Don't miss it. Your family's worth it.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Light of the East, weekends on Ave Maria Radio.
I am Father Thomas Loya. This week on Ave Maria, we have come to the midpoint of Lent. As the cross with Christ upon it was planted in the middle of the world, it is planted again in the middle of the church.
Now on Ave Maria Radio's newest FM stations, 105.5 FM in Southfield and 107.9 FM in Ann Arbor.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
We're so glad to be with you today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popcheck.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck. Today's show is titled Can't Budge My Grudge, as we talk about the ways that hurts come between us and others. And we often think of grudges as this sort of, I'm going to pout and sulk over here, but it's not always that. Sometimes it's just that I look fine on the outside, but I'm not letting you in like I used to because I just can't trust you with my heart.
Sometimes we're putting up walls, sometimes we're putting up walls and festering behind them, but it's not what God wants for us.
So let's talk about how to heal those grudges at 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Karen, who's listening to EWTN Radio in San Antonio on Guadalupe Radio.
Hey, Karen. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Thank you for taking my call. I hate talking about it, but I do need to talk about it to somebody. But mm-hmm. I have been reading y'all's book, Having Difficult Conversations with Adult Children. Mm-hmm. And okay. I have an adult child who is 25 years old who now has decided that he's a girl. Obviously I raised him as a boy. He was very devout Catholic growing up, and we're having trouble with the subject because it's not something we'll ever agree on. And obviously, as a Catholic, there are, you know, things that mm-hmm. I can't do that he wants me to do, like call him by the name that he wishes for me to call him, and just, you know, accepting his lifestyle. And you know, it's hard to say, hey, I love you unconditionally, which I've always told my children. However, we're not going to agree on this particular subject. Well, then we're not agreeing on who he believes that he is, and so he just basically thinks I don't support him, which I don't, in that particular decision. So it's right. really hard. And I've yes. been reading your book, but mm-hmm. In your book, it talks about coming to an agreement, and I don't know how we can come to an agreement on that particular
yeah.
subject.
Sure, of course. And I have some thoughts I want to share with you, but before we do that, can you tell me a little bit about his mental health history? Does he have a history with autism spectrum, for example, or obsessive compulsive disorder?
No, just depression.
Okay. But the reason depression, I ask is because a lot of people aren't aware of this, but a lot of gender dysphoria is comorbid with autism spectrum or other mental health issues.
Correct.
So he might have been underdiagnosed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's look at how to move forward here. So in the book, you and Karen, for other listeners, you mentioned our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Adult Sons and Daughters. And in the book, I talk about the difference between approval and accompaniment. And so, agreement is never guaranteed, right? But we can talk about how to accompany somebody versus approve of what they're doing. So approval is where we say, hey, you know, what you're doing and the way you're doing it is awesome. Keep it up. Right? Accompaniment is, hey, listen, I see what you're trying to do, and I support that, but I don't support the way you're going about it. Here's what I mean by that. You don't support his transition, obviously. What I'm saying is you support that you're trying to figure out who you are. You're wrestling with big questions about identity. You're trying to find community. You're trying to figure out how to lead a full and happy life. Those are all good things that I want, and I want those things for you. But I am concerned that the way you're going about pursuing those things is not going to get you what you're looking for. Sue me. I'm your mom. I want the best for you. I know you think I'm crazy. I know whatever you think, you can think. I absolutely support your desire to know who you are, to find your community, to discern who God's calling you to be. I'm just have very big concerns about the way you're going about it, and I'm afraid, because I want the best for you, that you're going to be hurting yourself or settling for things that you shouldn't be settling for. So it's not a moralistic argument. It's not a judgmental argument. It's a case that you're presenting in love. Now, he won't accept that either. But it's a lot easier to swallow that than, shame on you for breaking the rules, which I know you're not saying, right? But that's the way a lot of times somebody will interpret our disapproval. If you can find something you can approve about his intentions, to find identity, to find community, to find healing, to find wholeness. Those are all things that he's seeking in a really unhealthy way. But you can affirm the intention while still expressing concerns about the method. And that's what accompaniment really looks like. Now, that goes to, that still brings up, well, you're not supporting me. No, honey, I'm supporting you. I 100% support you in trying to figure out who you are, trying to feel healthy, trying to find community, trying to find love. I want all those things for you. I can't support you in the way you're going about this because I don't think going down that road is going to get you what you're looking for. But I support you in your desire for those things that you think you'll get by pursuing this path. And he might get confused about that. He's like, well, I don't know, I don't understand. Well, but you need to understand, I love you, and this is how. And so, loving somebody means working for their ultimate good. Okay, it doesn't mean agreeing with any fool thing they want to do. And so you can say, I love you, and I support. I love you because I want the best for you, and I am supporting you in the sense that I see the good things that you're trying to pursue. I just have real concerns about the way you're going about it, And I think that, I would like to think, that we're both mature enough to be able to disagree with each other, but still be in each other's lives, because I love you enough to really disagree with the way you're pursuing these good things, but still want to be in your life. I would like to think that you're mature enough to be able to disagree with me on what I'm saying and still want to be in my life, and let's figure this out together. If you say he has been faithful in the past, if he's willing to pray with you, to be able to say, Lord, we don't know how to navigate this. Show us how you want us to find this way forward so that even though we have, concerns and disagreements that, and you can say, and even though I'm deeply, deeply worried about the path my son is on, I don't know how to be I want to be the mother that he needs me to be, the mother that you need me to be to him. Show me how to do that. And you can pray that on your own. You can pray that with him. But the point is you're continuing to ask God for that way forward. But this is the framework you want to use, not necessarily pursuing agreement because you can't count on that. You can't guarantee that. But you can figure out how to accompany him by validating the godly needs that he is trying to pursue for wholeness, for healing, for identity, for community. while expressing real concerns about the way he's pursuing it. Now, that's the framework, but the details, that's where things start to fall apart. So if you want more accompaniment on this to really figure out how to apply these principles in this argument or in this situation or this particular disagreement or this next thing that he did that just drove you crazy, I'd really encourage you to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com, where we can help you find ongoing support to apply these ideas when the rubber really meets the road. But Karen, you have a beautiful heart. I'm glad that you want to be there for your son even through this extraordinarily painful time. And we'd love to walk with you and help you figure out a faithful way to do that if you'd like to work with us. And that goes for you listeners as well. You know, getting past these hurts that come between us and others, it's never easy. And if you feel like it's time to really seek some faithful help to learn how to overcome those grudges and rebuild those relationships, reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. We'll hook you up with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, and personal life in the light of God's grace. That's CatholicCounselors.com. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, remember that with God's grace, there is so much more to life. Have a blessed day.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.